first American production of La Gioconda was given at the Metropolitan Opera House, New York City, on December the 20th, 1883, under the direction of Signor Vianese. The performance was a spirited one, and the opera was quite as favorably received as at its European premiere 7 years before at La Scala in Milan. Emilcare Ponchielli, its author, was born near Cremona, Italy, on September the 1st, 1834. After completing his studies at the Milan Conservatorio, during which he wrote an opera in collaboration with two other composers, he returned to Cremona. There his second work, I Promesse Sposi, was produced in 1856. Ponchielli's music shows the influence of Verdi to some extent, but at its best, it has a distinct value of its own and a seemingly inexhaustible flow of melody. Some of his characteristics have been followed by Mascagni, Leoncavallo, and their contemporaries. The former composer was Ponchielli's most noted pupil. The story of La Gioconda is somewhat uninviting, for it is shrouded with almost every known human weakness and crime. Because of the great beauty of its arias, choral effects, besides a wonderful ballet, The Dance of the Hours, however, the opera has long been a favorite and is very frequently given. Gioconda is a young ballad singer who fervently loves Enzo, a nobleman, and is also devotedly attached to her old sightless mother, La Cieca. A spy of the state named Barnaba is in love with Gioconda, but the girl cannot requite it. He conceives a plan to gain control over her, directing his plot against Enzo, Gioconda's lover. His schemes to cause Enzo to fall in love and elope with Laura, who is already married, is successful. Gioconda learns of the plans, and finding also that Enzo and Laura really do love each other, he helps them in every possible way. Having thus sacrificed all in favor of her rival, the unhappy girl seeks relief and oblivion in death. The scene in which the aria given on this record occurs is a most dramatic and pathetic one. It is the last act. Gioconda is alone, standing by a table on which lie a dagger and a flask of poison originally intended for Laura. Poor Gioconda has yielded up everything dear to her and has at last determined to die. She approaches the table, looks fixedly at the dagger which she examines, and then takes up the flask of poison. It is at this point she starts her solo aria, Suicidio, or Suicide. It begins, yes, suicide. Stern fate has forever of last hope bereft me. Suicide, the sole resource now left me. It is a beautiful melody, yet full of the desperate grief that fills the despairing maiden. Emmy Destin's portrayal of the tragic part of Gioconda is well known. Madame Destin was born at Prague, Bohemia, where she studied under a prominent teacher. She made her first appearance on the operatic stage in 1898 at the Berlin Opera Royal, singing the part of Santuzza in Mascagni's opera Cavalleria Rusticana. Since then, she has sung leading operatic parts of most of the standard operas in the various musical centers of Europe and has attained a considerable reputation. The musical public of New York has heard her at the Metropolitan Opera House, where she was one of the leading dramatic sopranos for several seasons.